Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Right now, though, we're turning to a story we were discussing briefly earlier on, and that is new data from enhanced contact tracing has revealed people's whereabouts and possible sources of transmission in the week before they caught COVID-19. And that data shows that 55% of people said they had been shopping, 15% had attended a workplace, and school, transport, travel and social gatherings outdoors were also listed as potential places of infection. So this is all down to retrospective tracing, which began last week and is used in cases of community transmission when people don't know how they became infected. So to discuss this, I'm joined now by Professor Jack Lambert, who is Professor of Medicine and Infectious Disease in UCD. And Jack, thank you very much for joining us this evening. Great to see the contact tracing going back 7 days and getting some information in relation to that finally, I suppose, because we've been looking for it for a long time. They did extensive tracing, 787 cases out of 3,406 confirmed cases since the end of March. How useful do you think that information is going to be, firstly?
Well, I think it's important. I think it's quite important. The numbers are not going down. We went into lockdown the 26th of December to get the numbers down, and they've gone down to a point, but they keep on going up and down and up and down at an unacceptable level. So the question is, where's that transmission occurring? And this might give us some information so that if we could identify that, we could do a better job of, you know, COVID prevention, COVID mitigation strategies, you know. So I think it could be quite an important piece of information for us to use to get the numbers down rather than sitting watching the numbers and as they go up and down, saying we're going to come out of lockdown as the numbers get to this level. So I think it's an important piece of information.
Okay, so we have to be very careful how we interpret the numbers that we've been given here today. 55% of people said they had been shopping, but that doesn't mean 55% of people got COVID while they were shopping. It's just that of those people that were interviewed, that was the primary activity that was common amongst all of them, which I suppose is not that surprising really, because most people would go shopping within a 7 day period. So we don't know if that's where they caught COVID, but we know that they were in shops. So let's talk about shopping then and how to do your shopping safely. And if shops and shoppers adhere to the guidelines, do you think they can be safe?
Yeah, well, I think if it's done safely, it minimizes the risk of transmission. But I think, like I said, this new virus, this new B117, the UK variant, is much more transmissible than the first wave. So we need to do even better. And I have lots of staff in the hospital over Christmas, New Year that were, not lots, but I could know of three right now who did everything right, like 97% right, and they caught COVID. And I know people who came to the hospital who were totally cocooning, their only risk factor was, you know, the Tesco delivery or some kind of a delivery service bringing food to their house. So they must have caught it when they touched, you know, the surfaces and then touched their face. So this virus is much more infectious. So moving then into, you know, supermarkets, people are going into supermarkets, you know, most people are using masks. But today I was down in city centre and there was a security guard, not with a mask, nothing, not even around his neck or his chin, no mask at all. So, you know, sometimes there's no restrictions on number of people going in. I would say 50% of people wash their hands when they go in, and almost nobody washes their hands when they go out, in my observation, when I go every weekend shopping. So, so I think, you know, we have to do better with this more infectious virus. And if indeed these infections, you know, were related to, you know, people going to work in a coffee room where they were, you know, had their masks off to eat, if it was occurring from touching surfaces, you know, in a supermarket, I think it gives us an opportunity to enhance our COVID mitigation strategies, teach the public just how infectious this is, so they proactively can be a part of the solution rather than just telling us to watch the numbers and we'll come out of lockdown when the numbers go down.
Okay, and I think part of the problem here possibly is that people are starting to relax maybe a little bit because this has been going on for so long. It's so hard to keep up all the mitigation measures, you know, every time you leave the house. But in terms of what you can do, if you're looking at that figure and thinking, you know, I want to make sure I'm being safe in a shop. What about shops that don't have hand sanitizer at the door? We're getting reports of that happening.
Well, that's totally unacceptable. You know, my son lives in America and they have in in upstate New York, and he says that they have supervisors going around. And if places are not compliant, they close the place down. So I just think you have to do it right. You know, you have to do it right. There has to be personal responsibility. There has to be institutional responsibility, and there has to be government responsibility at all levels. So we need to do it right. And we're not doing it right.
What then about Perspex screens? You see this in quite a number of shops where the shop tellers aren't wearing masks, but they're behind Perspex screens. Is that enough of protection, do you think?
I don't think it is. I don't think it is because like I said, there have been studies showing, and I did a review of this with the NFL, and the NFL, the National Football League, they had perfect, you know, kind of prevention for their athletes and stuff. But still, some of the athletes became infected, and they became infected in closed spaces. They became infected when they had their mask off and they're eating. They had and even 6 feet, you know, 2 meters. Was an adequate distance. So this virus must be aerosolizing. So yes, a screen is good, but a mask plus a screen is even better. And I think we should be doing all of these things because these are the kind of people on the front line. I've seen Deliveroo people walking in and out of, I won't name the supermarket, but they've taken their mask off. You know, this was just last weekend. I mean, my gosh, they're going in and out all the time. I think we're not. All it takes is one mistake and you get a COVID infection. We have to, I know people are getting tired, but the vaccine is not here yet. Herd immunity is not here yet. What do we do in the meantime, except for lockdown? I think we proactively need to up the ante on teaching people and enforcing, you know, the appropriate COVID mitigation strategies in the community settings that are currently open because they are sources of transmission.
I think most shops, the cap on the number of people going in is roughly 100 now. I might be wrong about that. But do you think that needs to be looked at, the numbers of people that are being allowed in? Does that need to be reduced?
Well, it just needs to be enforced, you know. I see these green lights, and then sometimes people just walking in, not enforcing it, security doing nothing about it. I went into a shop the other day, it said limit 3, and then next thing you know, 5 people come walking in, and, you know, the staff just look at them, don't say anything. I walked out of the store. There's people shouldn't be doing it, and then the staff should be enforcing it. So I think we should do things right.
Lots of texts coming in on this. Anne in County Clare says, from what I've seen recently, very few people are using the hand sanitizer when entering shops. Another texter says, it's no surprise hearing that shopping is a common denominator in the latest figures. People have largely stopped using hand sanitizers at the entrance to shops. Wearing masks is no use if you don't combine with hand hygiene. It's very worrying, says this person, to see customers not cleaning their hands and then picking up and putting down fruit and veg, which is obviously very problematic. Jack, can I ask you about the size of a shop? If you're trying to sort of minimise your own risk, does the size of a shop matter? I mean, you know, your local sort of corner store, for example, versus your big supermarket, or high ceilings versus low ceilings, right? Anything like that?
Well, they all make a difference. They all make a difference. But like I said, even in the studies from the NFL, they said if you were in a room together with somebody and you're eating, even if you're 6 feet apart and you didn't have a mask on, you could transmit COVID. There were outbreaks of COVID in those situations. And those were very well studied. So, you know, so for example, you know, you should try to stay 6 feet apart in a store. So you should kind of calculate how many people could make it into the store, you know, that could continue to distance themselves 6 feet. And then, yes, it does make a difference if it's a low ceiling or a high ceiling. But if you have a mask on, then that should eliminate that risk, at least for a short-term exposure.
All right. Jack, thank you very much for joining us this evening. That's Professor Jack Lambert, who is Professor of Medicine and Infectious Disease in UCD. One more text in relation to this. Tom says, when we first started, it was one person per trolley. Now you see entire families going around together and no one stops them. I suppose no one has anywhere to go. This is the problem. It's going on so long, but it is interesting, the changes in behaviour. You can keep us texting, or you keep your text coming to 51551. It is 10 to 6 now.